Flow Rider.
Yeah, carry on.
Flow Rider. Flow Rider, Martin, is definitely, well, hopefully going to be joining Senhit, the San Marino Eurovision team, for Eurovision this year. He will be travelling to Rotterdam, obviously only if circumstances allow. But the big news is that has been official, a statement. Flow Rider is hopefully coming to Eurovision. And if you haven't caught the last podcast and are going, what? Flow Rider? Eurovision? Yes, Flow Rider, or Florida to his mates, is going to be in the San Marino song. He features in Senhit's song, Adrenalina. And it's a very weird combo. But there you go.
How long did it take you to work out that Flow Rider, if you just took the space out, was Florida? It took me
not very long at all.
It took me a very, very, I was talking years, talking years to work that out. Anyway, with brains like this, then you've got a good podcast. Welcome to Nullpoix.
Nullpoix is shameful.
Nullpoix is lack of respect for Euros.
It's the ultimate humiliation.
The shame that they must be feeling.
Nullpoint is no fun.
Yes, welcome to Nullpoix. Very excited about that news that Flow Rider, hopefully, if circumstances allow, will be joining Senhit on the Eurovision stage. What a moment that's going to be, isn't it?
I know. It's going to be one of those moments similar to when, as we've discussed many times before, when Quavo joined Madonna in a halftime show and clearly didn't know what he was doing there or what was going on. I feel like Flow Rider doesn't know about the Eurovision Song Contest. I feel like it will be a bit of a surprise to him to work out what on earth it's all about. I can't wait for it. I think it's going to be absolutely brilliant. But look, less of Flow Rider and more talking about the songs we didn't talk about last week. Now, should we start with a sort of an apology? Because I think last podcast we said that we were going to give you our kind of ones to watch. We tried to do that this time, and then we realized there were so many entries that we hadn't already mentioned, and we felt bad about that. So we're going to push it back to next week, and this week we're going to mention all the ones we haven't mentioned so far, and there are lots of them.
There are indeed, Martin. There's loads. So we thought we better cover, you know, the ones we don't mention, and then next week we'll certainly dedicate to our ones to watch. But let's start off. Let's go. The starting gun is fired, and we're starting with Russia, first of all. This is an interesting one. Let's have a little listen to it first. Every Russian woman needs to know. You're strong enough to box against the wall. Every Russian woman needs to know. You're strong enough to box against the wall. Что там хорохорится? Ой, красавица.
Yeah, this is called Russian Woman. And it's by an artist called Maniza. What did you think of it?
I quite liked it. I wasn't expecting it. I'll be honest. She's quite in your face, quite brash, and looks like she's having a lot of fun on stage. I'd be quite interested to see how this goes, really. I quite enjoyed it.
Yeah, a lot of attitude, and I really like the kind of rappy, spoken-y word bits. And what I really like as well is the fact that a lot of it is in Russian, and I just think that makes it sound so much more cool. It adds to that attitude, doesn't it?
Yeah, she's very cool herself. So yeah, but very interested to see how this one does. It's got good standing from me.
Okay, just across the border then, from Russia to Ukraine. And what do you make of this one? It's by Goa with an underscore in it, which is kind of confusing me, but this is a song called Shum.
Now, this is that they're a sort of electro folklore outfit, Goa, which is quite an unusual mix. For myself, I preferred their last song that they had for Eurovision last year. By the way, the word, the name Go is obviously as in movement, and Ah is the ancient Greek letter alpha, which refers to go back to one's cultural roots, just in case you were wondering, Martin, about the name there. But yeah, for me, it's a little bit dark, it's a bit piercing, and it's just a little bit, whilst the Russian one was kind of having a bit of a laugh, but in your face. This one's kind of just in your face, and it's a little bit too much.
Yeah. Also, and I can just describe to you little bits from the video that's available to watch. So number one is the lead singer definitely is Trinity from The Matrix. If you've ever seen that film, she's got the glasses, she's got the short black hair, she's got the long leather coats, and then just every now and again they keep cutting to images of Chernobyl. And I just think, you've really gone all in on this, haven't you?
Yes, they have. And Ukraine often does, and sometimes it works out for them. Obviously, that you know, when they've won recently with quite powerful ballads. But this one isn't quite for me.
Austria now, and it's our mate Vincent Bueno. It's Bueno Baby!
Bueno Baby!
And here he is with his entry for this year, Amen!
It's another Amen. We had an Amen from Anna Soklik as well for Slovenia. I kind of think I prefer her version. When I say version, obviously they're two different songs, but this is a bit slow. It's not got a lot to it. It's okay. It's not bad, but I don't think it's going to do that well. I think it's going to get a bit lost.
Yeah, I mean, we were big fans, and still are big fans of old Vincent Bueno. He seems like Bueno, a really nice chap, and he's got a great voice. I just think that last year he really cut through a lot more. And I think the song he did last year, which was a lot more upbeat, really got his personality across. It's just, it's not upbeat enough, I don't think. And it's not, which is fine. Obviously, not every song has to be upbeat. But if you're going to do something that isn't upbeat, make it memorable, make it poignant. And I don't think it was that either.
Yeah, well, speaking of memorable and poignant, on to Switzerland's entry. This is a John's Tears, and I think this one could do very well.
Yeah, it's called Tout l'univers, and it's Gujon. Yeah, Gujon's Tears.
John's Tears. It's not Gujon.
It is in my heart. He's in space for a lot of this one, is old Gujon. And do you remember when Elon Musk launched his car into space? In my opinion, that's what he's doing there in the video. I like, though, and it sort of sticks with the kind of the driving theme, the car theme. It's got this real sort of driving beat behind it that kind of propels it forward as a song, which I think works really, really well.
Great production, I think. And yeah, he's got a great voice to match. So I think that one, I will say, has been tipped to do very well. And I can see why.
Stefania now, who's representing Greece. And this is Last Dance.
I'm not really feeling this one. That when it gets to the chorus, it is quite good, but it just takes a long time to get there, and the verse has got a bit of nothing. So for me, I wasn't too bothered.
I actually really like the chorus, though. I will say this, and I wonder that it's playing to us because we kind of like that almost, in inverted commas, Eurovision-y sound. It's quite kind of mid-noughties and the sort of thing that when people go, oh, that's what all Eurovision songs sound like. And I wonder that maybe that had worked about a decade or a decade and a half ago. I don't think that sound will work as well anymore.
I agree.
It just feels a little bit old-fashioned in that regard.
I agree as well. Something that isn't old-fashioned is the next entry we're going to be talking about, Bulgaria, which is Victoria.
Victoria!
Who is very popular with Eurovision fans and has come back with this song, Growing Up Is Getting Old.
Really, really really nice, really thoughtful song, a lot of emotion in there. I did wonder that it maybe as it goes on sort of never goes anywhere, and I wonder that that can make it turn into a bit of a dirge, but I there are loads of elements about that song I do like.
Yeah, I agree, and she's got a fantastic voice. She just sounds like she's a modern pop star, and you know it's what this kind of competition needs, really. I just think it's a shame that the song isn't quite there for her.
Okay, mousy song now from North Macedonia. They love a good mousy in the Eurovision
at some point. What do you mean by that? Do you mean?
Oh, hello, I'm going to sing you a little song. And
right,
it's just
I don't
me.
Think that's how he sings it.
Little mousy.
Right, I do apologise, everybody. I think that's quite rude, actually.
Singing it all quietly over here.
The song's called Here I Stand, and this is Vasil representing North Macedonia.
I like the song. I think it starts with a very emotional opener on the video, which is very in relation to the song contest and how he composed the song. There's been a bit of controversy. You might feel a bit bad now, I'll be honest, Martin, saying all this kind of stuff, because there's been a bit of controversy with the video of Here I Stand, because he's in this sort of museum and there's artwork resembling the Bulgarian flag. People have been wondering whether that means he's kind of in support of Bulgaria. The North Macedonia's like head of delegation has released a sort of statement saying they're reviewing and analysing all aspects arising from public reactions related to the Eurovision Song Contest. Some people have wondered what that means, whether it means Vasil still is going to be representing North Macedonia, implying that, you know, maybe he might be replaced. The broadcaster hasn't said that. There's been loads of support for Vasil, and online people have been doing hashtag I Stand with Vasil. So a lot of people, you know, just debating at the moment what's been happening with that.
It's kicked off, basically, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's kicked off. Yeah.
It's kicked off. All right, well, we'll watch that with great interest and see how that develops. Meanwhile, imagine a situation where, if you watch Love Island in the UK, do you remember Dr. Alex George, the one that never got a date?
I do.
Imagine him as a member of the Pet Shop Boys, and I think you get Poland's entry.
This is your typical Europop thing, and that's nothing wrong with that. I have a bit of a soft spot for it.
Yeah, this is Rafal, and the song is called The Ride. I think it's all right. It's good. I think it's get up and go. It makes me feel good, and that's what you need from the songs. I like it.
On to Samantha Tina now for Latvia with The Moon Is Rising. And as you might hear in this is another song that's all about sort of powerful women. Take a listen. I'm a woman, I'm a ruler, rules your rules. I'm accepting only true love, rules your rules. I'm a woman, I'm a ruler. Something to say to my face. My rules, your rules. Getting ready for the parade.
Now, imagine this, right, on an advert for maybe vodka. I'm thinking maybe perfume, perhaps, with some sort of, like, you know, like, what could it be called? It could be called, like, lead, or it could be called, like, fist.
What?
I don't know. You know, something sort of gritty and aggressive.
I'd like to just state, obviously, Martin doesn't work in marketing and never will with those kind of ideas.
Okay, look, I admit that a perfume called Fist wouldn't go down. Now
like,
that I think
what?
About it, it wouldn't work very well. But you get my point here.
Yes. You think there is a thing that is in the shape of a fist, a perfume bottle in the shape of a fist.
Yeah, this is sort of where I was going, but...
yeah. Diesel, isn't it? Anyway.
I was thinking of diesel. I was just trying not to say diesel, to be honest.
Yeah.
And that's where I ended up.
Well, you said it.
Yeah, it's ruined it now. Shall we move on quick? Yes.
Yes.
Let's do it. Let's go to Azerbaijan. And what do you think of this one? It's by Effendi and it's called Mata Hari.
Now, this is the kind of song that Azerbaijan does very well, kind of sexy, dancey number. There's that kind of folk flute element, isn't there? And Mata Hari, very interested to know, apparently tells the tale. It's a Dutch exotic dancer, or it tells Mata Hari was a Dutch exotic dancer who was convicted of being a spy during World War One. Some historians dispute this was ever the case, but that is the tale, and that's what the song is a little bit about. But it's also, again, there's another sort of strong trope of powerful women being told in this song. So yeah, I think a lot of songs about strong women, will that translate to votes? It's just interesting. There's quite a lot of songs out there doing that this year.
Yeah, I think there's always one song in Eurovision every year that is this kind of sound, that kind of exotic sound. There's that particular instrument, that sort of, I don't know what exactly it is, but that particular kind of instrument that you always seem to hear at some point in one song or another. I do wonder whether people are a little tired of hearing that sort of sound now, because it seems to come up every single time and sort of, come on, find out something, find something new to do. But it wouldn't be Eurovision without it, I don't think. Georgia now, and let's it's our old pal Tourniquet.
It's Tourniquet.
Oh, hello, Tourniquet. And this is a track called You.
Ocean, I wanna hear you. Mountain, I wanna feel you.
Yes, or Tournique to his friends, because that's actually how you spell his name, and say
like
it. This is pleasant enough, but it's not very memorable. It's going to get lost, isn't it?
I think it is, really. Background music. It is nice. It's nice background music, but not hugely memorable, I don't think. Yeah. I don't think that is the case, though, for this final one, because here we are. We're on our final song that we have got to mention. We've managed to mention them all on the podcast at some point. I really, really like Malta's entry. Destiny performed in 2012, was due to perform in 2020. She is back this year with Jumakas.
Excuse my French.
Yeah, I think this has got the whole package, really. She's got a great voice, great energy. You see her on stage, she's got a great presence, and it's just an upbeat, fun song, and she's having fun with it. I think this is what we want. Jumakas means I walk away, by the way. Destiny, in case you've recognised that name as a Eurovision fan, was, of course, selected to represent Malta in 2015 at the Junior Eurovision Song Contest in Bulgaria, and she won. She won with her track Not My Soul. So I would say she's got pretty good standing, at least with the Eurovision fans, you know, because she's well known already. So that could help her along as well.
How much do you think, though, this song sounds a little bit like the UK entry? I'm thinking in terms of it is a bit of a banger. Mm. It's got that kind of brassy sound, that little brassy hook melody. I think it's a little like ours, but better.
I would agree with that.
And there we go. So that means we are finally up to date, and we're finally caught up with every single song at the Eurovision Song Contest this year. Whew.
We made it.
Yep, we are finally through. Let's talk about a few little bits that we've got here to discuss that's been in the news. You remember that we were talking about Belarus the other day, and there was some controversy surrounding the Belarusian entry to the Eurovision Song Contest. It was the only one that wasn't confirmed by the EBU as being put forward. You'll know that there's a lot of rules regarding what songs you're allowed to put forward. It has to be under 3 minutes, and it can't be political in nature. And there had been some accusations that Belarus had put forward a political song that made reference to some things that are going on in that country at the moment. If you follow international kind of news, you may well know some of the things that are happening in Belarus at the moment. So there were some concerns that this song was in support of one particular side of this political debate that's happening in that country. The EBU said, you can't put this song forward. Either we're going to kick you out and you can't take part at all, or you can submit a replacement song. It seems that Belarus are choosing to come up with a new song. They're working on it at the moment. They say their replacement song will be ready in a few days. So looks like we may still be seeing Belarus in the competition, but we don't know what song they're putting forward yet.
All right, so that's all the big news we have, and we've gone through all the songs now in Eurovision. As we said, we will be picking our ones to watch next time, so that'll be just purely focused on our sort of top six, I think, Eurovision songs that we really think are going to do well in the contest.
Yeah, and I think this would be really good if you you're really into the Eurovision Song Contest, but you've maybe got a few friends who are only that bothered about it when it comes around once a year. I think this would be a great podcast to send to them to suggest, here's a few ones that we really need to kind of know about. And it could be because they're sort of really hilarious or funny, or it could be, this is brilliant, this could be one that, you know, might do really, really well. We're going to pick six songs based on those kind of criteria. Not that we necessarily think are going to win, but ones that are going to be worth watching on the night. And we think you'll really like it. And that episode is definitely, almost certainly, going to be coming to you. It's meant to be coming to you this week. It's almost certainly going to be coming to you next week here on Nul Poix. Before we say goodbye, though, any correspondence, Cress?
Yes, well, a quick word, actually. And remember, you can sort of tweet us. You can get in touch with us on Twitter on @poixnul, which is our Twitter for Nul Poix. Just a little comment on your eating of Wotsits, by the way.
Yes, of course. Now, this was for Melodifestivalen, which is the Swedish final for them deciding who's going to go forward and represent Sweden.
Yeah.
We watched it, which I confessed to somebody who isn't really into Eurovision the other day, and they thought it was the weirdest thing I'd ever said.
Really?
Yeah, you sat and watched a programme for 2 hours in Swedish. Why? And I was like, yeah, it is a fair point. It is a fair point.
Yes.
But we were advised by somebody who is an expert in all things Swedish and Swedish culture that the thing to have as a snack is Wotsits. So we got some Wotsits and we watched it. Yes, sorry, carry on.
Yes. Just to explain that, you can listen back, obviously. Last week we went over a bit more of watching it, and we also had a chat with Jill from the Swedish podcast all about the culture Melody Festival. And so do check out those previous episodes. But yes, Charlotte Gore got in contact on Twitter saying 150 grams of the Swedish Wotsits is the bare minimum, because you had a huge family bag of Wotsits, Martin, didn't you, to eat during this, whereas I just got a little multi-pack, so I just had one little pack, but you had quite a lot of Wotsits to eat.
I did.
You finish them?
I did finish them with the help of the dog.
You gave it to your dog?
Yeah, Monty had a few little Wotsits.
Think you should be doing that.
What are you talking about? He loves a Wotsit. In fact, he was very keen on the Wotsits, it has to be said, so maybe he's a Swedish dog. At heart. Who knows? Maybe. Any more correspondence? Is that it?
And you can also, I should say, you can get in touch with us. That is how you can get in touch with us on Twitter, but also we're on Instagram, Nul Poix Podcast on Instagram. And if you want to send us an email, we are nulpoixpodcast@gmail.com. And remember, if you enjoy the podcast, subscribe to us. We're obviously with Spotify, we're on SoundCloud, we're on iTunes. Leave us a 5-star review as well if you're enjoying it all. And please do tune in for next week, where we'll have our ones to watch.
You heard it. Until then, take care. Goodbye.
Bye.
Little mousy mousy, here's my song, singing it all quietly over here.